I hate your misery. I hate your scarves and your Quran and your illiterate prophets. Late last month at Copenhagen Central Station, Yahya Hassan was attacked by a Muslim radical with a conviction for terrorism, who shouted, "You are an infidel. You deserve to die." Since then, he's had protection from Denmark's crack special branch, and it was much in evidence when he came to speak at a school in Odense, Denmark's third city. He was whisked through the barricades in a bulletproof car after threats against his life. This is Vollsmose, which is perhaps Denmark's toughest ghetto. It has a history of violence. Yahya Hassan has insisted that this is exactly the sort of place where he has to be allowed to come to spread his controversial message. The government has made it clear that he must be allowed to go anywhere in Denmark to express his personal opinion. But in order for that to happen, the police have had to call in reinforcements from across the country to lock down this community. It's a massive security operation to guarantee freedom of speech.
This right of speech must be with the responsibility. That means that we don't have to use this right to insult other people or to hurt other people.
Arguably, Islam in Denmark has not been under such close scrutiny since 2005, when a cartoonist inflamed the Muslim world by depicting Muhammad with a bomb in his turban.
The media coverage and what police do to protect this person is actually very interesting. That means if I do as a person go to the media and say something bad about the religion, about the Islam, about the Muslims community, then I'm going to become a hero. Maybe I'm going to become a rich man in 4 days. And that's actually very, very harming the progress, the integration process for the Muslims community in there in Denmark.
Yahya Hassan's publishers have printed 75,000 copies of the book, unprecedented in modern times for a work of poetry.
He's just a young artist who's written a fantastic book.
Are you putting his life in danger?
We are not putting his life in danger. People who can't accept that artists write what they want are putting his life in danger.
Yahya Hassan could be prosecuted for alleged racism after a Muslim community leader complained to police in the latest contentious development.
He's raised an important debate about some critical issues, and I've always been an opponent of hate speech laws that criminalize even offensive and hateful things. I think it's crucial that those issues be discussed in the debate rather than being censored.
The poet believes there is no similarity between the Danish cartoonists and him, but they have been forced to hide from would-be assassins for 8 years. For the moment, he too is living in dangerous times.